This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
It's all about business. It's all about making deals. It's all about solutions. It's all about sustainable. It's all about renewables. It's all about the energy mix. Coming to you live from the Africa Energy Indaba, from the Cape Town International Convention Center. I'm Tami Ngubeni. This is Africa in Business. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Mr. Raimundo Robredo Rubio, His Excellency Ambassador, Mr. Raimundo Roberto Rubio. Come on, I better say it right.
You get it perfect.
Could I get it perfect? Awesome.
Perfect. Welcome. Except the excellency part. You can just call me Raimundo.
No, I love the His Excellency part. Okay. I love the His Excellency sitting down with us right here on Africa in Business. How have you found the Indaba so far? How has it been for you, your experience?
Fantastic. Very interesting. I have just come from a presentation that I just gave about the funds that Spain has made available to South Africa for investment in the energy transition. It gives me an opportunity to reach an audience of, 100 people, 100 investment, potential investment partners. We've been trying to be a partner for South Africa in the energy transition. As you mentioned, it's all about renewables, it's all about energy, but beyond energy, also about greening agriculture, greening transportation, water and sanitation, and so on and so forth. Spain has been a successful partner in this type of ventures, our companies in our own country, in Spain, in Europe, also in Latin America, in some other African countries, and we hope to also be a partner for South Africa.
We're not going to gloss over the fact that you've just made this commitment. You've made available 2.1 billion euro. That is not small change.
No, it's not.
Where is this money going to be focused? What areas are you hoping or wanting this investment to go into?
That's a fantastic question. As I said, it's for green transition, broadly understood. What that means is, although the focus of this Indaba is energy, and although the focus of the green transition definitely is energy, is not only energy. Whether it's greening agriculture, greening building, greening transportation, water and sanitation is also part of the green transition. All these things, everything that contributes to a greener energy mix. And let me underscore one thing. We are not demanding South Africa to abandon coal, as sometimes has been reported in the press regarding other funds, not the Spanish one, but at any case, we are not asking South Africa to abandon coal. We understand the role that coal plays in the South African economy, and it is for South Africa to determine what you want to do with coal and your coal, current coal industry. This is to invest in things that are not coal and that will contribute to your energy mix. Either by reducing consumption of energy in general, of any source, or by augmenting the availability of the supply of energy that comes from renewable sources, non-coal-based sources. And this package is actually four different instruments. Part of the money is guarantees and insurance for exporters, importers. Part of the money is soft loans. It's money that Spain could use to finance a project, for instance. Part of it is non-refundable money, grants, that is money that is used for feasibility studies and for framework reform, legal framework and institutional reform, or institutional definition rather than reform to attract investment. For instance, South Africa is now in the process of the unbundling, defining how the unbundling of Eskom is going to come about, and, yes, and how South Africa is going to attract investment into the grid, 14,000 kilometers of grid that need to be built. We could deploy that money to help define that framework.
And that has been a major question as South Africa is concerned.
Right.
The fact that a lack of transmission infrastructure and how that is going to be funded. And that really has been a major, right, Achilles heel for the government, acknowledging this, yes, we need it, but we don't have the money to do it. So you're saying part of this money is going towards that?
Right. Yes, you have a... South Africa has a good transmission infrastructure, but it's a transmission infrastructure that goes from the northeast, where the coal and the coal-burning plants are, to the south, where Cape Town is, and on the way it also electrifies Joburg and the main industrial centers in this country, which is good. The problem is that the main renewable area in this country is the northwest, Northern Cape, where you have sun and wind aplenty, and that was not a priority in the past. So yes, you need to reinforce the grid that already exists and make it expand it into areas where renewable energies will play a much bigger role. Spain is ready to help with that.
So it literally has been a gap in communication. As far as you're saying, the renewables are happening in one geographic
right.
location, and in order to put that into the mainstream, those transmission lines actually need to be put in place, basically to prepare for the future and the present, so that what you are generating as far as renewables can actually get to the people that it's supposed to get to. Let me ask you, Your Excellency, as far as the impact and the presence that Spain has in other countries on the African continent, where else are you playing a role? Or is South Africa point one for now?
No. Spain has a much bigger presence in other African countries than we do in South Africa, mainly in Morocco. Spain is now the number one investor in Morocco. And we have a big presence in North Africa because of the proximity to Spain, including in renewables. In other countries in Africa, Spain has particularly focused on building the transmission lines. And Spanish companies are very present in reinforcing the grid, the transmission grid of Kenya, of Mozambique, right next door, and some other African countries, Senegal and others. So we do have that experience, but I'm not going to... I don't want to tell you that we have a big presence in Africa, because that is not the case. We experience doing this in Latin America, where Spanish companies, for historical reasons, have been way more present for a much longer time. And we have invested heavily in the transmission grids of Peru, of Chile, and other Latin American countries, where we've contributed, Spanish companies have contributed, Spanish finance have contributed in a very significant way to the modernization and the development of Latin America in the last 50 years. We're just hoping to be able to do something similar for Africa in general and for South Africa in particular.
So what's in it for you?
That's a fantastic question, because whenever people say, I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, you have a 99% probability of bullshit. The other 1% is maybe some missionary or... there's very good people in the world.
And you're not going there today.
No, governments always have... the interest of their own taxpayers at stake. That is the case of South Africa as well, and is the case of Spain, obviously. So as I mentioned before, when Spain contributed to the change and the transformation of the energy mix in Latin America, it was done by Spanish companies. And the same is true for South Africa. This amount of money is available. We can finance up to 100% of a project as long as 30% of it is a Spanish company that executes or designs or uses the material. Is loosely defined, whether it's a Spanish technology, whether it's a Spanish materials, whether it's an implementing Spanish company, as long as 30% of the value of the project loosely defined can be traced back to Spain, then we're ready to finance 100% of the project. So to put it in a nutshell, these funds and these instruments are there to unlock investment. Spanish investment, because that's what interests us, but also South African investment.
Or Africa, or whichever territory
you invest in. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Apart from energy, which are the other sectors that are in your bull's eye that you as Spain have identified as sectors to invest in?
Here in South Africa?
On the continent.
Spain is very big in a few sectors globally. One of them is tourism. Spain is the number two country in the world by tourists received. We are a country of 49 million people, and we receive about 83 million tourists a year. So that's something where South Africa is also very interested in developing, and Spanish companies are ready to invest in South Africa. We invest in other countries in Africa, like Mauritius and Seychelles, obviously Kenya, Tanzania, and there's some presence in South Africa, but it could be much bigger. That's one. Another one is infrastructure. Spanish companies are very significant in building infrastructure, railway infrastructure. Spain is the country with the longest high-speed railway network in the world, ahead of China, for instance, which is not very well known. And we've been building railway, not necessarily high-speed, in Africa and other countries in Africa, not in South Africa, but we can contribute to that. Spanish companies are, and that's only one part of infrastructure. It's also road building and so on and so forth. Industry. You may not know, maybe you do, Tammy. You're very well informed, obviously, but there's only one stainless steel smelter in the whole African continent, and it's here in South Africa. It's Columbus Steel. That's a Spanish investment here in South Africa. Renewable energy, we've been talking about it for the last 5 minutes, and it's also where some Spanish companies are already in South Africa. At some point in the past, about a third of all the renewable energy generated in South Africa was generated by Spanish companies. More companies have been coming to South Africa, so now that participation is more around 20%. But there are Spanish companies already here in South Africa, investing not only in building, in generating the energy, but even in building industry here in South Africa. Not far from here in Atlantis, there's a Spanish company called GRI, Gestamp, G-R-I, Gestamp, that has built a factory here and employs South Africans here in South Africa to manufacture with South African steel the steel towers for the wind generators. Again, the only company in the whole African continent, that makes that product. So those are sectors that we're looking at. Another one, very important one, and it will be the last one because I don't want to talk too long, is the agribusiness and food industry. We have fishing companies here in South Africa and other countries in Africa, and also agriculture. We're Spanish companies invest here in South Africa to produce, for instance, citrus for export to Spain. Spain is the number one producer of citrus in the world. The number two is South Africa. But we produce at different times in different seasons. So Spanish companies come here, produce oranges and lemon and so on, and export them back to Spain. And those are the types of synergies that I think we should be looking at and working with each other.
As we wrap up this afternoon, Your Excellency, so Spain has made available 2.1 billion euro. Is this a commitment? Is this a pledge? Are the funds going to be available tomorrow in the bank? How is this process going to work?
The funds are already available. They've been available for 1 year. Some of the funds are available through different entities. Part of it is done through the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation of South Africa. So to give you that particular example, if you, Tammy, come tomorrow with a project to build a wind farm of 100 megawatts somewhere in South Africa, and you have this bankable project and you want the IDC to take a stake in it, you go there tomorrow and say, okay, this is going to cost X million rand. I want you to invest half of it, and you can deploy, and you're going to use the Spanish technology, for instance. The Spanish money will be available there tomorrow.
As the entrepreneur or as the business, do you need to have first and foremost secured the Spanish partnership before going to approach the financing? Or are they also acting then as intermediaries because they know the terms and conditions of the financing that they have available? Are they able to then help facilitate that communication with a Spanish counterpart?
Well, we can do that through the commercial section of the Spanish embassy. The commercial section will be available for anybody that wants to approach us. If it's a South African investor that wants to meet a Spanish match so that they can access these funds, we'll be happy to help with that. Yes, ideally you should have a partner before you go. But let me, on a footnote, something that is surprising for me in South Africa is that there is a huge disconnect between the needs that South Africa has on the energy field, and there's a lot of money available, not only Spanish, there's also the European and American and UK JETP fund, the Joint Energy Transition Partnership, 8.5 billion, and there's South African money to invest. There's a lot of money to invest in projects, and there's a big need. The missing link is bankable projects.
Right.
So if a company comes with a bankable project, I want to build a wind farm tomorrow, that is the most difficult part. The rest, finding the Spanish partner, mobilizing the money, investing and clearing everything through NERSA, is actually the easy
part.
That's
the easy part.
We'll be more than happy to help with that.
Your Excellency, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. Very much appreciated.
Thank you for you and for your questions, Tammy.
Thank you, sir. That's His Excellency Ambassador, Mr. Raimundo Robredo Rubio.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.